Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Tracy Thompson, one of our amazing coaches. Today's concept or thing that we want to get over is millionaire mindset for 2120. It's so funny. And welcome Brian and Cecilia and Marsha Evans saying they can hear us. Thank you so much, guys and gals. So it's so funny as a coach, whereas even as a human being, business owner, as I was younger, as a guy, and you guys and gals can kind of tell me if you identify, as a guy, I was a big, like, just tell me what to do and I'll go fix it. You know, that's all I need. Whereas a lot of the successful people that I talked to wanted to talk a lot more about how I thought and how we showed up and kind of, I don't want to say soft skills, but things other than do this and then do this and then do this, right? Like, I wanted a set of IKEA instructions to be a millionaire, but all the millionaires wanted to tell me how to think and how to show up and how to be. And it was, you know, for my black and white brain, I don't like that, right? Because give me the instructions, I can follow them. But if you're like, grow as a human being, that seems harder and scarier and things I don't want to do. So as I grew, I kind of, this became a reality as I started coaching other people. And I was like, man, I'm telling you as clear as I know how to tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. And yet it remains undone. And I started realizing the more successful I got, the more, holy crap, I should have listened to those successful people earlier, is the magic is to really build yourself first. And then your business can't help but be built. And if you personally as an owner don't have the right mindset and don't look at your world and your business and your relationship with your business properly, we can give you all the to-dos in the world, they won't work. And all that said, we've hired the amazing Tracy to help our entire team, and today you guys, Cleaning Nation, on how to make that transition. So how about we do this, Tracy? Let me ask you a bunch of young, dumb Mike questions, why it won't work and how this is stupid, and you can put me right in my place and help me get the mindset I need for 2120. Sound fair?
Yes, 2021.
No, I'm already 119 years ahead of you people, or some year. Yeah, I'm way, way in the future. This is future Mike coming back to the rest of you chumps in 2021. All right, so lay the foundation, if you would. I kind of gave my perspective on, just from my piece of it. I would love to, I don't even know if I've heard this, Tracy. What's your story in terms of how you kind of figured out how to transition from, it's not just what you do, it's as important, if not more important, how you look at it. So how did you kind of figure that out? And then how did you move from tell me what to do person to tell me who to be person?
Yeah, great question. You know, early on, when I was really young, I started realizing that the most powerful people in the world were the ones that took the most control over their lives, the most be the cause rather than the cause and effect, right? Be the cause and the effect. So I started seeing that early on when I was in charge of my own pay. And as soon as that started happening, becoming an entrepreneur or entrepreneurial minded, I started making the correlation that, you know what? The way I view the world, myself, the stories I am telling myself, make a big impact, make a big difference on how much money I'm able to generate, the opportunities I'm able to create, I'm able to just do in this world. So it actually started, interestingly enough, with an MLM, with a multi-level marketing company, you know, like Amway and all those companies. I started working for one, and Brian Tracy, back in the day, Brian Tracy took the stage. Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy were on the stage, and wow, that blew my mind. They were preaching. They were talking about how skill doesn't make nearly as much difference as your mindset does, and it really hit home.
So, how do we make that change from valuing mindset because I guess there's kind of a couple steps. Step one is to go, okay, I guess if enough smart people that have got the results that I want are telling me this, maybe I should listen. To, all right, now how do I do it? So say I'm like, all right, fine. Because honestly, I'd say 60% of the problem for me was the stubbornness of, I know what I'm doing. I don't need you to tell me what to do. But 40% of it was like, fine. Okay. I want a better mindset. Like, and then I put it back and do great. Now give me the steps to do that. So is that a crazy question of what are the steps to go from a weak mindset to a powerful mindset?
Well, certainly awareness is the first thing. That we've already established that. You have to decide that that's the case. Then once you've decided,
As Cleaning Nation, should we all at one time together go, hi, my name is Mike, and I have a poor mindset, and you just got to admit that to the world? Or how does that look?
Well, the first step is admit it to yourself. That's always the first step, right? Is saying, hey, you know what? Maybe my mindset hasn't been exactly the most empowered it could possibly be, and I can probably start telling myself some new stories. That's what it comes down to, is we're always telling ourselves stories. Some of them are good stories, and they help us, and other stories are not so good.
Let me just say, again, I love this because Tracy's kind of got the powerful, I don't want to say feminine energy, but just able to kind of comprehend things in the gray. And big dumb Mike over here is like, hold on. So I'm going to try and translate Tracy's words of wisdom to all of you fellows out there or black and white thinkers that can't get their mind around it. So I keep going, give me the system. And what I heard Tracy said is step one, acknowledge mindset really is the foundation. And once we have that, then we can build on what to do. But until we have the mindset, the what to do is not going to matter. Step two, if we're not embracing that, we're like, no, I know better. It's what to do. If I just knew what to do, I don't need to change my mindset. Embrace that is, hey, that's not the truth. And that story is not going to serve us. And then we go, okay, fine. I know it's important. I'm ready. Help me. Now what do I do? It is start identifying the stories that you're telling yourself, either as effective or ineffective, and recognizing when we're telling ourselves effective or telling ourselves ineffective. Is that a fair kind of system for what you mentioned, or did I butcher all of your genius ideas?
No, that's exactly it. So what I like to do is take something specific. So if something's not working to the way you want it to be, you got a kink in the hose, right? Something's not quite right. The first thing I do is look at, what am I telling myself? What are the stories I'm telling myself about this topic, the thing that's not working right now? What am I saying to myself? So we got to at least hear what you're saying to yourself, the stories. So it sounds like pick a topic, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say,
let's do it.
All Tracy and I do all day long is hear you guys, Cleaning Nation stories, good and bad, right? Obviously, it's funny. You start getting themes of, when I hear this type of story coming from someone, I know they're going to be effective. And when I hear that kind of story consistently, I know we got a red flag. Erica just said, hey, here to learn something from Flint, Michigan. That story is a powerful story. But Trey, we don't need to teach the powerful story folks how to work. We need to teach the non-powerful story. So let me come to you, Tracy, with my broken down, crappy old story that ain't serving me or nobody else. But I'm committed to it. And maybe you can walk me through it. So my story, not my story, and here's the other thing, kids, boys, girls, it is a story, but we don't think it's a story. We think it's a reality. So sadly, I'm not going to come to Tracy enlightened going, hey, Tracy, here's my ineffective story I'm telling myself. Can you help me replace it with an effective story? If I could do that, I'm halfway home. I almost don't need Tracy, right? I'm going to come to you with so let me tell you what that really, and again, Tracy's going to laugh because she's heard this 1,000 times. So let me tell you what that really sounds like, Cleaning Nation. And it's so funny because we all hear other people doing it and we point and go, well, that's stupid. Obviously, that's not helpful. But then we do the exact same thing. When we do it, it makes perfect sense. But when that guy does it, it's crazy talk. So, Tracy, you don't understand. I have done everything that Mike said. I've listened to every podcast the whole way through. I've done every single thing he's told me to do, but I just can't get customers. In my town, there's the COVID and there's life and everybody hates it and everybody's cheap. You don't understand my town and my reality, Tracy. How you like me now?
How do you like me now?
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
So we start off with, so what I'm hearing is your truth. That's what you're telling me. You're coming in, you're saying, you don't understand. This is my truth. My truth is, And then you just did a laundry list of all the reasons why you can't win, why you can't get customers. So the first thing, I mean, I hate to be Dr. Phil here, but, you know, how's that working for you? That's a first thing is like, all right, is that working for me?
So let me,
is that story or is that reality, that truth you just said, is that working to help you get where you want to go?
Let me pull back the curtain for Clean Nation and show the two magic things that Tracy just did instinctively, but you guys may have missed, or if you caught it, you don't know why it's important. So the first thing she didn't do is what Mike would do. Hey, dummy, that's not helping you. If you're full of crap like that, what do you want me to do? Like, stop being such a pain in the ass. So that wouldn't work. That's what I would do. That's why Tracy is here. So what she didn't do is get offensive or offended or confrontational or bring any negativity to it, right? Did you hear any like frustration or you stupid dummy? Even though that was a stupid dummy statement, she gave none of that. She just showed up super neutral. So that's number one. Number two, she took my lie of Tracy, this is the truth, right? And she reframed it beautifully with two words. All right, Mike, so what I'm hearing your truth is, and by the way, I hate the people that like, this is my truth, because there is truth that is truth, right? Like, there are things that are just true regardless of, you know, either there is a God or there isn't a God. Some of us believe one way, some of us believe the other way. Half of us are wrong, right? Like, there is, some things are true. But when I come saying things like COVID exists in the world, that's true. When I say COVID is the woe for all of my problems and what's killing me, that's my truth. It's not even my truth. It's my bullcrap, if we're going to be honest with it. So the first thing she did was absorb all of that kind of, because I came in hot and negative, and who would want to deal with a jerk like that? Tracy just absorbed it, right? No response of shut up, you're stupid, you're whatever, which wouldn't have helped me, right? Two, she reframed me going, this is the reality, to here's how you're feeling right now. And she did it in a loving way that didn't make me feel judgmental or, wanting to fight back and like, you don't know. And then third, she just pointed right out at me. Okay, say that's the case. I'm not even fighting with you. But your perspective, the way you're coming at the world is what you just said. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. You tell me, how's it working for you? That was such a beautiful thing. And again, obviously, when you work with us, we'll have Tracy's at your disposal to have these conversations for you. And that's super powerful. For those of you that aren't in that, don't have someone you trust like Tracy or myself, a coach to love on you, you got to start learning how to do these conversations on your own. So anything I'm missing, or should we continue kind of role playing, Tracy?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So exactly. And it's important when you're doing this for yourself, if you're trying to do this for yourself, that you step back. Like, I always think of a visual, like the problem is on the desk, and you push away from the desk and get a little more objective point of view. So neutrality is super important, because if you come in hot for yourself, and you're all judgmental, or you're arguing for your limitations, it's going to be really near to impossible for you to get to that place where you go, yeah, but is it serving me? Is it really, is that story or quote, my truth, helping me get where I want to go? You have to start with being the observer and being neutral. So that, yeah, that's perfect.
And I do want to encourage you guys, or not discourage you. So again, I mentioned if you want to do this on your own, because if that's the only option you have, I'd rather you try and fail than not try. The reality is, even with amazingly talented people like Tracy on our team, and maybe you've got a Tracy in your world, which is great, this process can take weeks, if not months, with a skilled coach. On your own, it's really, really tough. So some of you guys are, oh my gosh, I love Clean Nation, I love Mike, I love Tracy, I want in. We'll tell you how you can get, you know, how we can help you. But for those of you that don't have that, find someone that can play that role in your life. And if you can't find that, try it on your own. It's better than nothing. But just so you know, don't beat yourself up when you're like, especially if you're going on your own, like, I tried it for two and a half hot seconds and, you know, I'm not transformed yet. That's not how it goes. So just give yourself permission to try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, try, fail a little bit less, and try, and then repeat that process for weeks or for months. Okay. So I come in hot, you know, everything sucks. It's COVID. I can't get clients. I've done everything Mike said to do. And, you know, none of it works. It's all garbage. And COVID's, you know, ruining my life. Tracy says, you know, absorbed it. Said, here's kind of re-summed up the truth or the beliefs I was bringing to it, and asked me how that's working. So I'm going to continue with my completely unhelpable person, Tracy, just to make your life hard. Well, you know, it's not that it's not working or working. It's just that, you know, it's not my fault. I can't, COVID isn't working for me, but what am I supposed to do about COVID? And I've done every training out there, like to the letter, and it just doesn't work. Those guys are all scams. So it's not working for me, but it's not my fault. How do you like that for a bad attitude?
Yeah. So at that, you know, at that point when we're so entrenched and we're working with someone who's super entrenched like that, I shift gears and go, okay, so tell me what you do want. Ooh. What do you want? Let's go to something that we can hold on to that's going to help pull us out of this trench we've dug for ourselves and start to pull us toward it. So what do you want? What do you want instead, Mike?
So real quick, as soon as Tracy does it, I don't want you guys just be like, oh, that's a seemingly random but helpful question. It's like, oh, no, there's genius in what she's saying. Do you see what she does? She does exactly what I do with my five-year-old instinctively. Refocus. So first she tried to reframe, right? The frame I brought was everything sucks and nothing works and it's not no one's fault but my own. She reframed that as that's what you're believing and how's that working for you? And I said, I'm not even willing to play on that level. It's still the world sucks. It's not working for me, but it's not my fault because God forbid it's my fault. It's everybody else's fault. And then she said, great, let's redirect into something that we can agree on, right? So as opposed to fighting me, like, it is your fault, which Mike would want to do. And Tracy's like, he's so stupid. Why do I work with this guy? Tracy's smart enough to be like, fine, I'll just redirect somewhere. And again, it's what he does with my five-year-old, right? He freaks out because he lost his little toy. If I can't find the toy, the best thing I could do is like, what about this other toy? And all of a sudden, the first toy is magically gone. So that redirect works with five-year-olds and it works with 45-year-olds. So I love that. So I'm going to go back into the role play. And she says, so what are you committed to? And I go, well, see, now how can I fight that, right? Like, so I'm done everything I can do to be adversarial towards her. And she's just kind of loved and cared about me without any fighting back. God bless her. So now she said, how's the reality you're bringing to the table working for? And I go, not well, but it's not my fault. And she goes, fine, what is it you want? Let's focus on that. So now I'll maybe tentatively step out of my shell. Well, Tracy, honestly, you know, I've really wanted like $1 million business and I've worked so hard and I desperately want it, but I just feel like it's not going to happen. I feel like I've been sold a false bill of goods. I've tried this and that, and nothing works. And I really do want $1 million business, but I don't think I can have it. And I definitely don't think I can have it during COVID.
Okay. So now we've identified something, a vision, something that's is, feel, even if you don't think it's going to happen yet, we'll get there. But does that light you up? Does it, why do you want that? It's like, what matters to you?
So you see how she did that? I gave her a little, right? I stopped being a complete jerk and opened up just a crack, right? I didn't let her all the way in. She's like, I kind of want this. So she says, let's talk more, right? Yeah. Okay, we've got something. Now let's talk more. So now that would give me the opportunity to start being honest with her, right? As opposed to talking about, and it's just the focus. Even I'm just role-playing and faking this. And I feel better moving from explaining to Tracy why it won't work and everything sucks and it's helpless. I feel gross even faking it. And now that I've got the opportunity that Tracy's given fake future Mike the opportunity to share, I just feel even fake role-playing, I feel better going, well, you know, I've got a family and I've got this impact and I feel like God put me on earth to do this thing. And just even just talking about it, she doesn't give me one single bit of help. Like, and when I say help, I mean, Mike, here's how to run a Facebook ad. Like, here's how to hire the next employee. None of that. But just the shift from nothing works, it's all external, there's nothing I can do, in just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, Tracy's helped me shift to what I want. And now kind of getting me to open up and like, tell me about that. What's that mean? What's that mean to other people? So because we're running out of time, Tracy, say I did share kind of more about that. How do we like wrap a bow in it, right? So now I feel like what we've accomplished is me being a total mental midget, pain in the butt to myself. Nobody wants to be around me. I'd have to pay you to stick around that negative jerk. And even then, I'd have to be a lot of money. To a guy that's like at least honest with himself and honest with you and kind of clear on what I want. How do I move forward, right? Our kind of time's coming to an end, right? We can't, you know, move in with you and do a 24/7 coaching session. How do we kind of move forward until you and I get to talk again or until, you know what I'm saying? What's the next steps?
Yeah. So let's assume you've shared some of that, the more anchored to your bigger why, like, okay, this is why I want this. This is what, now you're in a better state. For you've sure. elevated your state. That's so important when you're trying to shift the story. So now the next thing I would do is go, great, Mike, awesome. So tell me about a time, and I'm going to take that next step. Tell me about a time you had obstacles, adversaries, whatever, and you were resourceful and you got it done and you accomplished something amazing in your life and you were so proud of yourself. Tell me about that. And then you would tell me about something, you know, totally unrelated to the other thing we were talking about, right? And I'd say, all right, Mike, that is the Mike right now that you need to be, okay? So let's step into that, Mike. Let's put on the Superman Mike cape and be that hero right now. Because all that, the why you just shared with me is so beautiful and amazing, and I can feel it for you. So that is where you get to be resourceful, and that's where new stories that you can start telling yourself about what you can do versus what you can't do. Because there's always something that you can do.
So do you see Cleaning Nation, how, I mean, just literally 10, 15 minutes ago, that Mike that showed up was almost uncoachable. There was nothing Coach Mike could have said to him, and Coach Mike's pretty good at his job, to get him any of the results that he wanted, right? And just in the time that Tracy took to move me from external reasons why it's impossible to succeed to, that's not the truth, that's your belief, and how's that working for you? Me identifying, okay, maybe there's other ways to look at this, and maybe that's not serving me, to focusing on what is it you want, right? I came in, here's all the things I don't want, Tracy. Let's talk about that. And Tracy had no interest in that conversation, right? Because she knew it wasn't going to serve me and it'd probably be painful for her. And then she allowed me to kind of really connect with why that's important. And then she helped me connect with powerful Mike, right? A Mike that's been there, done that, has served the world, has had that kind of result. And now if someone told me what to do in what order, holy crap, could you guys see how the beginning Mike, if someone told him to do A, B, and C, would have no chance. He just, there's nowhere he's going to go. And Mike, after spending that time and moving that mindset, might be able to do something pretty amazing and pretty special. And again, the one thing I want to encourage you on, and then I'll let kind of Tracy say anything that we're missing to fill in the holes, and I'll tell you what to do next if you're like, I need more. The one thing I want to encourage you on is, even after this great feeling I might feel with Tracy or with me or any of the coaches, you're going to go into the world, and sometimes it lasts all week and you come back feeling super strong and you just feel great. Other times it doesn't last, and 4.5 hours later, you're already blown up, right? So please don't feel like this is a one-time pill that you take. It's an ongoing thing that you work at. And again, I just want to be fair. I want to play fair pool. I don't want to be like, hey, give us some money, talk to some of our coaches, and you just magically come out an hour and a half later brand new, because we don't have that ability. But we do have systems and processes to teach you how to do that over and over and over again. Tracy, what am I missing? What else do they need to know to be successful before we tell them what to do next?
Well, the one thing I just want to add to that, to step on step up just from what you said, is mindset, millionaire mindset for sure, is a practice. It's a daily practice, and it is not a one and done thing. It's not a magic pill. It's a practice.
So, and some days it's an hourly practice, not a daily, right? Good days it's a daily
moment,
practice.
Moment.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
The encouragement I have is there's always three S's. There's strategy, there's the stories we're telling ourselves, that's a mindset, and then there's our state, and the state is how we feel. And if we have the best story on the planet, but we're in a crappy state, it's going to be tough going. And that's why so many people, most successful people have community, and they have mentors. And that combination is magic when you're trying to level up.
I wouldn't even say, I mean, yes, it's magic. I would go so far as to say required. I have never, all the success that we've had has been through a team, right? Like, holy crap. The amount of service that I would be able to give by myself without the Tracys and Jacksons and Lindsays and Jareds and Georgie, and just the amazing, amazing people, and Ashley, and all the cool people on our team, Avery. I always think Ashley and Avery together. We wouldn't be able to do it. So absolutely, anytime you're going to create something great, it is going to take a team and a community of people. And the funny thing is, when you have the right mindset, you start attracting and only tolerating being around people of that mindset. And when you have a crappy mindset, you start attracting and being around people of that mindset. And it's kind of like a big piece reason I believe the rich get richer and the poor get poor. And they say like, hey, if you take the income of the five people you spend the most time with, and average it, that's your income, right? Because this mindset stuff is so powerful and the community is so powerful. So, if you're like, holy heck, Mike, I love it, but I need more Tracy and I need more help and I need someone to tell me how this looks like me. We hear you. We get that all the time. And we are doing an event next. If this, I don't know when you're hearing this. So the 21st and 22nd of January. If you're hearing this live, it's very quickly. That event is going to be Tracy and me for two full days, as opposed to like this, where it's us talking to thousands and you guys can't really talk back. This is going to be us talking to dozens. Hopefully we'll have under 100 people in the room. It's going to be on Zoom, so we're going to be able to see your face. We can role play. We're going to be able to walk you through all three of those things. First of all, the state's going to be easy. Everyone has so much fun, including Tracy, at these events. So the state's going to be blown away. You're going to feel like $1 million. We love these events. They're great. The systems, we'll do everything we can to give you those in 2 days. And certainly the stories that you're telling yourself, we're going to try and rewire those. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ I should have this up, but I'm not that good. /grow event. growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. If you would like Tracy and I to personally take 2 days to help you get your stories, your systems, and your state correct and effective and helpful. We are so committed to this. You don't have to pay anything up front. It's not a nickel. It's $200 after the event. So we're going to give you all the value, give you a couple days to go, screw you, Mike. You said this is going to be amazing use of my time, and it wasn't. In which case, we won't charge you a nickel. I'd be shocked if we got anyone that said that. And for the people donating, it's $200. So this is really an opportunity for us. We do these. This podcast is so powerful. We've had the blessing of transforming so many lives, but it's so frustrating that Tracy and I can talk to each other, but so many of you guys have very specific questions. You need help. You need a two-way conversation. And when it's, you know, a couple of us to thousands and you guys can't talk to us, it's very limited. But when it's the two of us and there might be only a couple dozen or dozens of you, and we can see you and stop and talk, it is massively powerful. So if you... and again, if you're not committed to growing, you don't know what you want, you'll have a good time, but that probably will be it. If you're really committed to make 2021 the year that you change first and you do it, your business can't help but change. So anyway, if you want to have lots of fun, join Tracy and I at growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. Tracy, I'm sure I'm missing something. What on God's green earth is it?
I don't know. It sounds pretty complete to me. We just are excited to see you there.
Yes, 1,000% yes. Poor Tracy, by the way, is coming all the way out to my place. Last time we did a big fancy studio, which is super fun, although I didn't have air conditioning, which was not fun. And this time we're going to do it from my house. Tracy's coming to my place. I got this big vibe screen. We'll if you guys are nice, we'll give you the tour. I'll introduce you to my 5-year-old, our dogs. We're going to have a blast, and people's lives are going to be changed. growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. See you guys there. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.